Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss Beethoven, the Kreutzer Sonata, George Bridge Tower, and how one comment can change a life.
So tell me, Yehuda Hanani, we see lots of people saying things these days, being held responsible for them, getting all kinds of punishments, getting fired for being politically inappropriate or sexually inappropriate. Does this go way back to the classical times?
It certainly does. And I'm going to tell you a story today about a man whose off-color remark cost him his place in history for good. It's a very peculiar and very sad story. And let that be a lesson to all of us to watch our tongues.
To keep our big trap shut.
Right.
Yes, that's something I think about quite often.
So, the story is about a violinist by the name of George Bridge Tower. He was a celebrated English violinist, virtuoso, came to Vienna in 1803, met Beethoven. The two of them played together. Beethoven liked him a lot. And Bridge Tower convinced Beethoven to write a violin sonata for him, for the two of them to play together, to premiere in Vienna.
And Beethoven's instrument was the piano.
Beethoven would be the pianist.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Bridge Tower, a tall, very good-looking man with an eye for the ladies. He was a mulatto. His mother was Polish, and his father came from the West Indies. So he received the music one day before the concert. Very complicated piece. He received it a day before the performance. The day of the performance came, glittering audience, you know, the Archduke so-and-so and Prince so-and-so, the usual kind of crowd that came to those events. The performance began, and about 30 bars into the first movement, Beethoven wrote a huge run just for the piano alone, very virtuosic run spanning a few octaves and arpeggios. And this passage is marked to be repeated. So when Beethoven repeated it, Bridge Tower imitated the entire passage on the violin. And of course, it's not in the score. It was just on
Amazing.
The spot. He just improvised it. Right. Beethoven looked up from the piano in astonishment. He ran across the stage, embraced Bridge Tower, and ran back to the piano and continued playing. Finished the performance. It was a big triumph. And at the celebration afterwards, Beethoven announced he was dedicating the new sonata to Bridge Tower. And he wrote on the top of the title page of the manuscript, Sonata per uno mulatico lunatico. For a crazy mulatto, right? This predates the days of political correctness, but it was a great compliment. After that, the two guys go out drinking. And during that time, Bridge Tower made an off-color remark about a lady Beethoven knew. And Beethoven, being the short-tempered guy that he was, got outraged, demanded that Bridge Tower return the manuscript of the sonata, and informed him he was withdrawing the dedication and would dedicate it instead to Europe's greatest violinist, who at the time lived in Paris and whose name was Kreutzer. So, Bridge Tower pleaded with Beethoven to change his mind. Beethoven was adamant, and this rift between the two of them was never healed. This was it. A week later, Bridge Tower left for Poland to visit his mother's relatives. They never met again. Long after Beethoven's death, years later, Bridge Tower, an old man by now, was living in poverty in a home for the destitute in Peckham, London. And a young Beethoven researcher comes to see him. And he asks if this is all true, that the sonata was really written for him, etc., etc. Bridge Tower told him the entire story, the first performance. And he says, it should be the Bridge Tower sonata, not the Kreutzer sonata.
Who said that?
Bridge Tower, says to the man, of course. His name should be known across Europe and live forever in the history of music. It should be the Bridge Tower Sonata. Instead, of course, he dies completely unknown, forgotten completely, buried near London. And this violin virtuoso in Paris, Kreutzer, whose name, of course, appears on every copy of the piece, did not once play the piece in public. He declared that Beethoven did not understand the violin, that this piece was not playable. Here we are with the name Kreutzer all over the place, and the man simply did not play the piece once in public. So when you hear the piece, Kreutzer Sonata, on the radio, spare a moment and think of this man, poor man.
Yeah, yeah.
Who should really...
Dying in poverty.
Unknown.
Unknown. And angry, obviously.
And for whom the piece was written.
Right.
So let's just listen to the last movement of the Kreutzer Sonata, or shall we say, the Bridge Tower Sonata. There's another story connected with this last movement, because Tolstoy wrote a short book or a long story called The Kreutzer Sonata.
Really?
And in it, there is a story of a woman who is an amateur pianist, and she has a friend who plays the violin, and the two of them play the Kreutzer Sonata. The husband of the woman suspects that they play more than the Kreutzer Sonata. He thinks that something else is going on there. And he sits in the room and they played, and they come to the last movement. And the last movement is so driven, so agitated, and it's so restless. Driven. He gets terribly agitated. He takes a gun and he kills the two of them.
That's fantastic. What a story.
That was Alan Shartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.